In Britain this week, police made their first arrest in a two-decades-old murder case that continues to fascinate conspiracy theorists and anyone who likes a good story. The strange death of Roberto Calvi in 1982 has all the elements of a mystery. A prominent banker found hanging under Blackfriars Bridge in London, his pockets stuffed with money. Some said suicide, some said murder, and pointed at shadowy figures in the Italian Mafia and the Freemasons and the Vatican for details and for an update. I went to see the U.S. correspondent for Britain's Guardian newspaper, Duncan Campbell.
Who was Roberto Calvi?
His nickname was God's Banker because he ran the Banco Ambrosiano, which invested a whole lot of the money from the Vatican. And as chairman of that bank, he had enormous financial muscle in Italy. That's really why he's best known.
What is it that we know for sure about his death?
We know for sure that he was found hanging underneath Blackfriars Bridge, which crosses the Thames in London, conveniently situated at the time at the end of Fleet Street. And we know that he had bricks in his pocket, he had £10,000 in his pocket, and there was a cord round his neck. But exactly how he was hanged and who hanged him is still unclear.
There was an inquiry after his death. The verdict then was suicide.
There were two inquests. The first one returned a verdict of suicide, and that was done quite hastily, and there was uncertainty even at the time. I can remember, having covered the story more than 20 years ago, that some of the police thought that there were possibly other reasons behind it. And then there was a second inquest, and that returned an open verdict, which in Britain means that it may have been a murder, it may have been a suicide, but we don't know.
What is it about this case that brings those kinds of questions? Is it his own notoriety as this banker involved with a bank that was under a lot of suspicion at the time? Was it that, or were there clues in the way that he was found that suggested something had happened?
Well, the bank was certainly one factor. It went bust shortly after he died with billions of dollars of debt. He had already been convicted of various trading frauds, and he was awaiting sentence for that. And that may be one of the clues. He was frightened about going to prison. He was facing the possibility of 4 years in jail. And he was trying, most people feel, to find some way out of it. Now, he was also a member of P2, Propaganda Due, which is a Catholic Masonic organization. He was also laundering money for the Mafia, and he was also placing money for the Vatican's financial wing in various slightly dodgy offshore banks. So it's kind of like a plot by Umberto, if you got Umberto Eco and James Ellroy and put them in a room together and told them to come up with an extraordinary novel and adventure story, the story of Roberto Calvi is what they might come up with.
Okay, that was 21 years ago all this happened. There's been an arrest within the last week in this case because the police haven't given up on it. There's a woman who's been arrested, and there's talk of more arrests and that the Mafia is for sure involved in this in some way. Just tell us what's happened to bring this thing back.
The woman who's been arrested is a minor figure, but she is believed to have given an alibi to somebody who was an associate of Calvi's, who was in London at the time, and who has always been suspected of having something to do with Calvi's end.
You know, she's not charged with murder, she's charged with obstruction of justice. She didn't say the right thing when she should have.
That's right. She's out on bail. She won't appear in court until February. But clearly the City of London police believe that she holds one of the keys to this extraordinary mystery.
Is this mystery going to get solved, do you think?
I think it stands quite a good chance, and because you've got two police forces working on it now. They've got four suspects in Italy at the moment. Somebody's going to get their collar felt, as they say in England, and be given a bit of a shaking down. And the chances are that somebody's going to spill the beans, and we wait to see who it will be. And at the end of it, there will be a fantastic story to be told.
Duncan Campbell, U.S. correspondent for The Guardian newspapers, thank you very much for speaking with us on Day to Day.
Thank you.